נקרא קטע הכנה מתוך כתבי בעל הסולם, שמעתי מאמר...
Preparation from בעל הסולם, Article 5, לשמה is an awakening from above. The prayer should be a complete prayer, meaning from the depth of the heart, which means that one knows for 100% that there's no one else in the world that can help him but the Creator himself. And how does a person know that? That there's no one who can help him but the Creator himself? One can acquire that awareness precisely if he has exerted all the powers at his disposal and it did not help him. Thus, one must do every possible thing in the world to attain for the Creator. Then one can pray from the bottom of one's heart, and then the Creator hears his prayer again. The prayer should be a complete prayer, meaning from the bottom of the heart. It means that one knows 100% that there is no one in the world who can help him but the Creator himself. Yet, how does one know that there is no one to help him but the Creator himself? One can acquire that awareness precisely if he has exerted all the powers at his disposal and it did not help him. Thus, one must do every possible thing in the world to attain for the Creator. Then one can pray from the bottom of one's heart, and then the Creator hears his prayer. A question for a workshop. What is the mutual prayer, and what is the condition to reach a mutual prayer in the ten? What is a mutual prayer, and what is the condition to achieve a mutual prayer in the ten? An active workshop.
The mutual prayer is, first of all, that we will be in a mutual prayer, which is as important as what we're praying about. First, to know to do it together, even if we make mistakes, even if we ask incorrectly. If we're asking together, there's already a direction. And the condition is that we want for the friends, that through the friends we want to give contentment to the Creator.
I heard once that together means everyone's personal commitment for that prayer, for that request for the friends. And there's also this thing that when the fish swim in the sea, when they all change direction all at once. And you can ask the Creator to be now in the same movement, the same motion, the same action with the world kli, for him to connect us into that prayer. And then he connects you, and then you pray with everyone else together.
Well, you were praying, I'm listening, and I want to, first of all, to understand what you said, and then think what I'm saying, and suddenly it sounds like you said something else, and I'm thinking about what I planned. So I'm saying it doesn't matter what I say, it won't be right anyway, because it's not coming from connection. And then I came to a conclusion that the mutual prayer is a prayer to reach the mutual prayer.
What is a mutual prayer? I don't know what comes to mind from hearing you and trying to be integrated with what you're saying. It necessarily doesn't have to be the same words. We don't necessarily have to say the same words, but we need to say the same intensity of our desires, that every one of us will want as much as it's possible, and for him to do whatever he can in order for it to happen. So everyone should put in his maximum. And how do we come to that? We do everything we can in order to achieve it.
I think that the mutual prayer is the effort to go above reason. Because in my reason, I'm always in some bubble of my own, separate, shattered. concerned about myself. Above reason is where the connection is. That's where the net is. That's where we're all together in adhesion, connected in the light between us. And the mutual prayer is actually to integrate in that state above reason.
In our prayer, who do we ask from? Or what do we ask from for those powers to be together, from the Creator or from the friends? It's interesting. I'm thinking about it, and I'm not sure that we're asking it from the Creator. We want to create between us such an atmosphere that we will be able to support each other, to be in this prayer constantly, in this accurate prayer for the friends, above reason, for the sake of the Creator. It seems to me that we need to stabilize this element in it. Not that we will succeed, it's not it. Rather, it's something in the way that we work should be a prayer, a constant prayer, constantly such work that raises a prayer.
Another mutual thing in our prayer is our integrating together. As much as I can hear each one of you inside, that when I annul myself, even not what you're saying, but the place you're speaking from, that's the important part. And that's integrating, if I can see myself in there. And the mutual thing that's created from each one's annulment towards that place we're speaking about, that is our mutual deficiency that we have to pray mutually.
I think, well, in the workshop, in the first part of the morning lesson, Rav gave us this distinction, this discernment of a partsuf. I don't quite remember what he said, that when we come to it, then we get tanta and all the work with the lights. And I think that this is the result of our mutual prayer. And it stems from our mutual prayer. It's all combined together. It has to be combined together. And that is also the condition for the mutual prayer. Only I don't quite remember what it was.
Well, what else could I add? A mutual prayer. I don't know. I'm just thinking about that intensity of the intention, that it'll be the same. And let's say the condition for us to really want it to happen, we read this morning in that Shamati article that a person suddenly understands that if the prayer does take place, so his will to receive will disappear, and he actually doesn't want that. So let's want it to happen.
Question for a silent workshop. What should I ask for now during the lesson? What should I ask for now during the lesson?